an Anglican priest who spoke said, and she was trying to be a bit flippant and a bit provocative, and she said, well, you have to sleep together in order to get married. Mm-hmm. And she got a good chuckle out of the audience. But it's the perfect analogy, the idea that cohabitation before marriage will create a stronger marriage. And I think those of us who studied this, who have experienced it, realize that, in fact, the opposite is true. Cohabitation before marriage can actually produce a horrible marriage, because you've put the cart before the horse, you've violated the way God wants things ordered. While on the other hand, sexual relations within marriage build and develop the relationship. And I think if you can follow that analogy, the same thing's true of intercommunion. Intercommunion before the unity has been properly achieved can actually scuttle it, can destroy the attempt to create union. But where we have union, we should and we must commune with one another, because it builds up our relationship with one another so beautifully and draws us together with each other and with Christ.